Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's 15 minutes. Could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. We've got the hot seat as we do every Worship Wednesday. Aaron Torr is the guest tonight. He was, of course, one of the guys that filled in for Rob Parker last week, and he'll be joining us on the hot seat. He's a Fox Sports Radio weekend host. And Rob, the Lakers are getting smashed, 92-77. They're within 15 now, 6.5 minutes left to play. Oklahoma City putting it on them. But let's start there in the NBA. Luka Doncic is playing tremendous basketball. And he's a couple days ago in the bubble, he put up 34, 20 boards, and 12 assists, becoming the youngest player ever to do that. And about a year and a half younger than Oscar Robertson, who had been the youngest player to do it. His numbers off the charts. He's averaging 29 points, 9.5 rebounds, and 8.8 assist. Only two other players in the history of the NBA have ever and I guess technically he's not averaging 29, 9, and 9 because he's 8.8 assists. But only to put that in perspective, only two players have ever in the history of the game averaged 29, 9, and 9 at any age. Forget 20. At any age, that's Russell Westbrook and Oscar Robertson. And then if you make it 29, 8, and 8, which is he's definitely doing that, only four players have ever done that. James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Oscar Robertson, and LeBron James, of course. Luka leads the league with 16 triple-doubles. LeBron second with 13. And Rob, the thing that really, I mean, obviously his game is terrific. He's putting up ridiculous numbers. But the thing that really has me the highest on Luka, and you and I always talk about this, is he's winning. Like, he's going to get Dallas in the mighty West, Dallas into the playoffs in just this second season. And, he's efficient from the field, 46%. And I believe because of the team success, and he's got Kristaps Porzingis, who is a nice player. But, you know, Kristaps was in New York, and he didn't do anything super special. I mean, he had trouble staying healthy, number one. But he's a good player. If he does stay healthy, he's nice. But outside of that, you're talking about Dwight Powell, Tim Hardaway, Maxi Kleber, Dorian Finney-Smith, Seth Curry, you know, a nondescript group around him, and yet he's going to get them into the playoffs. I'm saying what he's done so far to me, he's the best 20-year-old in the history of the game.
Yeah, I'm just not on that bandwagon. I would take LeBron James. I'm just not going to look at the numbers, and the numbers are gaudy. I'll give you that. I still just would take LeBron James at age 20. And you could look at Magic, and I know he didn't maybe put up the eye-popping numbers, but when they needed him most in a big moment and won a championship at a young age and did what he did, you could look at that as well. There are other people can look at. And the numbers, I think, are a little skewed this time around in this NBA just because of the three-point shot and the way that people play defense. I think it's easier to score now. Doesn't mean that guys aren't talented or don't deserve credit because everybody's still playing. It's not like everybody's scoring 90 points a game, but I just think it's easier. So I'm just not on that chip yet to be able. Now, if he won a championship this year, would that change my mind?
I can't. Sure. Yeah, I can't see that.
I know. I'm just saying. But that would be that would be like, right, Kenny Smith said that. So,
what if they, let's say they got to the conference finals, which, again, that'd be unrealistic. Not, but, you know, it, what if you did that?
To me, it's about a champion. If he were to win a championship at 20 years old, and I think Porzingis is a little better than you're giving him.
He's better than anybody LeBron had. LeBron had a two-time All-Star and Zydrunas Ilgauskas.
Porzingis is better than that. You know what I mean? And I think that was a big thing for him because he didn't get them to the playoffs last year, right, without him. And I get it. He was a rookie and the team wasn't that good. But this year, Porzingis made a big difference for him, and it has opened him up and helped to develop him into even a bigger, better player. He's a great player. I'm just not ready to crown him anything, and that's just not who I am. I'd rather take my time, take more look at it, and then kind of compare. But he's had a tremendous season.
I don't think he'll be better than LeBron. I mean, obviously, you and I both have LeBron as the second best player ever. I don't think Doncic will get to that level, but you know, we'll see. I mean, he's a guy that has tremendous potential, and for a guy like him, Rob, as is the case for Kevin Durant, LeBron James, a Kobe Bryant, all these greats, it's going to come down to wins. I mean, and it's not just who wins the most rings, but the thing that's going to get him, if he wants to get in that stratosphere of top 10 player, top 15 player, whatever, ever, then it's going to he's going to have to win some championships. Those numbers are going to have to translate to that.
Because it always has to come down to that.
Right.
Putting up numbers. There've been a lot of bad players who've been on bad teams who put up big numbers and never won. You don't get recognized. It's like somebody has to score those points in those games, right? That's always the thing. Like, somebody has to score them. They're not going to lose 115-39, you know? Right, so somebody's got to account for those points and those baskets. So that's not always a telltale sign, just putting up numbers. When you win, it shows that it matters, that you're scoring when it matters. The Russell Westbrook, for all the people who was criticizing his triple-double, OKC was much better when he scored a triple-double,
right,
when he got a triple-double.
They would have been blessed had he been able to get one every night.
Exactly. So the record was outstanding with the triple-doubles, and that told you all you needed to know, that it did matter.
I'm thinking that the next guy I want to talk about, you're putting in that boat of numbers that didn't really translate to winning, and that's Carmelo Anthony. And let me say this, Carmelo is getting major love right now. You know, Russell Westbrook has praised him. Damian Lillard has praised him. And look, he's played well in the bubble. What he did last night, he hit a huge three-pointer in a close game. It was a dagger three with 54 seconds left to play. He blocked a three-point shot by PJ Tucker. And in the bubble, it's only three games, but he's averaging 16 points. And he's rebounding. He had 15 and 11 boards last night. Overall, Rob, since he joined Portland, 15 points, 6 rebounds a game, 43% shooting, 32 minutes. But people are praising him. And I feel like the reason people are praising him, he's playing well, but it's also because the expectations are much lower. Like Dwight Howard, people act like Dwight Howard's, they're calling this a bounce back year. It's not a bounce back year. I mean, he's averaging like 7 points. But for him, the expectations now are nil. It's just if he's well-behaved, if he doesn't, you know, ruin the locker room, and he plays with energy and fairly well, people are going to be like, hey, Dwight was great. And I think with Melo now, and I was saying this, right? Like, I got to say this, and I think you'll remember this. I was saying when he was out of the league and looked like he'd never get back in, he is still one of the top 60 players in the world. Now, that might not sound like a lot, but, you know, there's 30 teams in the league, so top two guys on each team. I was saying he's still a top 60 player. The problem is, where does he fit? If he wants to be the man, nobody wants to bring him in to be the man because he can score, but you're not going to win. So in Portland, he's accepted the role I felt he needed to accept, which is I'm a role player now. Damian and CJ are the stars. I'm after them. And he's playing great. I think he's even focusing more on the little things now that he's not, you know, looking to score 25 points a night. He's, you know, he's playing more defense. He's I mentioned the block shot. He's rebounding a little bit better. And so I think he's actually playing really good in this role. And if he can accept it, I think he can play for a few more years like this.
I also think, players, it's a fraternity and they feel bad. And so they like him. He's a part of that group. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what they're going to do. I mean, I just.
But you don't, you're not like, you don't think he's playing well?
No, he's playing fine. I mean, Carmelo could have been playing for the last couple of years if he was willing to accept
right.
where he was. And I think that's where, that's nobody's fault. That's Carmelo's fault. You remember when he laughed at people when they asked him about coming right. off the bench? Right, he laughed at people. Right. I mean, that.
Yo, P, they want me to come off the bench.
No, he laughed. And then he had to go on a tour and beg to basically be like, I should be in the league. I'm one of the, you know what I mean? Like, it was pathetic. But he got back in. I'm happy for him. But I think he misread where he was. I think a lot of guys make that mistake. I've always said, look at where Grant Hill. Grant Hill was a great player. A co-rookie of the year.
Easy Hall of Famer.
Got hurt and went to the bench and had a long career in the NBA. Do you know what I mean?
Like, right. Because he accepted that he was no longer a star. I think he even made an All-Star game, though, if I'm not mistaken.
I think he did at one point.
Yeah, I think he, but he wasn't the same. He wasn't even
close. No, he was never the same. But I think Allen Iverson could have played many more years in the league.
He could have been like a Jamal Crawford. Or even maybe a Lou Williams. Not quite Lou, but yeah.
But if they say play 15 to 18 minutes, you're the first option on the second unit. Put up shots. Do you know what I mean? Just do your thing.
No doubt.
He could have easily done that, but his ego got in the way as well. And I get it. When you're used to being the big dog, and then all of a sudden it changes, everybody's not ready to accept that.
Right. Here's the million-dollar question. To me, I mean, it is a simple answer. I can't believe it's even, like, debatable. Is Carmelo Anthony a Hall of Famer? I say yes, 1,000 times yes. But you don't, Rob.
No, I didn't. In the Basketball Hall of Fame, he's going to get in. I mean, I don't think there's an issue about it. I think that the standards for that, and he has, it's the Basketball Hall of Fame. He had a great run at Syracuse. He's going to get in.
He's won a couple of gold medals, if not four, something. Yeah, something crazy.
If this was the NBA Hall of Fame, I don't know. I
posted today because he is an all time great, and I'm going to do my, I do these. You kids don't know how good so and so was back in the day. I'm going to do one on Bernard King, but Rob. Carmelo Anthony's had a better career than Bernard King.
Oh yeah,
but Bernard's a Hall of Famer.
But like I said, it's because of the Hall of Fame. You can't, because I'm telling you, he's going to get in.
So you don't think Bernard should?
He's going to get in. But you just made the point. I think your point is that everybody gets in. If you're saying
no, it's not. My point is that most people just rant and rave about how good Bernard King was, and he was. But I think Carmelo Anthony's had a better career than Bernard King. Like, I think Bernard King is fine that he's in the Hall of Fame. But I think if he's – Melo, I think, has had a better career. Chris Mullin. I think Melo's had a better career than Chris Mullin.
When I think of Carmelo's career, underachieving, never won anything. Like it's all negative. And I know he has numbers and put up numbers and scored. But I don't have any feel good anything about Carmelo's career in the NBA. Just nothing.
I do. I think number one, when he was a rookie, he led a Denver team that had won 17 games. He led them in his rookie year to the playoffs in the West. He I know he kept going out in the first round in Denver, but they were at least a perennial playoff team. And then when he got some help with Chauncey, they went to the conference finals. And you know,
Chauncey led that team.
Well, but Melo was the leading scorer and the go-to guy. Chauncey's a great leader and point guard, no doubt, and a winner. But that's no slight on Melo that he had a great leader like Chauncey helping him get there.
I'm just saying, when Chauncey went to the Western Conference Finals, that was his fourth year in a row that he had gone.
I'm just saying, so you're not going to give Melo any credit? Because Melo was the go-to guy.
All I know is that when they didn't win, go look at Chauncey in the Western Conference Finals, and he didn't play well, and they didn't win. So Melo might have been the go-to guy, but Chauncey didn't play well, and they didn't win. That's all. Well, I'm not taking away from him.
Yeah, I mean, Chauncey could have played well. Maybe they still would have lost. I mean, the Lakers obviously were a good team. But I think, remember, LaMelo had the nice year in New York where he was, third in the MVP balloting. Our man Gary Washburn actually voted him MVP that kept LeBron from being the first unanimous.
People
Gary
make mistakes.
Never live that
you can't
down.
Live that one down.
But, you know, they won 54 games. They got to the second round. So 62 points in the Garden. I think that's still a record at Madison Square Garden. He didn't get close to a championship, no doubt. But I still think the dude was a great player. I mean, he was, like Eddie said, he was an elite scorer. He was a scoring machine, not Kevin Durant, not Dirk Nowitzki, you know, not one of those guys. But I think still a Hall of Famer. But I'm interested to see what the listeners think of this one, Rob. 877 99 on Fox.
And don't have it be based on – it shouldn't be – because if it's based on just the Basketball Hall of
Do they really feel like he's a Hall of Famer?
His NBA career, not the gold medals,
yep.
Not the title at Syracuse, just remove that from the equation because otherwise – he's going to get in off the other stuff.
I totally – I'm fine. Like, to me, he gets in off his NBA career. To Rob, he doesn't, I don't think, right? He's not good enough as an NBA player to be a Hall of Famer. I say he is. What say you? 877-99 on Fox. Is Melo a Hall of Famer? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in as we continue the conversation with you. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, folks. It is The Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. We're brought to you by Blue Emu. Blue Emu Pain, maximum pain relief. Works very fast and you will not smell. You'll smell sweet, like whatever cologne you're wearing, whatever perfume you're wearing, that's what you're going to smell like. You're not going to smell medicine-y. It's pharmacist recommended odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backache, strains, sprains, even arthritis. There's no stinging. There's no burning. It's simple pain relief. Blue Emu, maximum pain relief. It works fast and you won't stink. All right, Rob, 877-99 on Fox. Let's get to some of these calls.
All right, let's start with Joel in California. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Joel?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, I wanted to talk about Carmelo, man. If this were the MLB, there's absolutely zero chance the guy gets in. He doesn't play the other end of the court whatsoever. The NBA, their Hall of Fame, I mean, the Basketball Hall of Fame is a joke. I think Vlade Divac is in there. That should say enough right there. He's the Kirk Cousins, Matthew Stafford of the NBA. He's stat pads. That's all he does.
Wow. I think that's cold. I don't even think you would call him Matt Stafford, Rob.
I don't know
what Vladdy's doing in the Hall of Fame.
Well, but that's
Vladdy's
the thing
a with, one-time all-star. I mean –
But that's the
that's
Hall
ridiculous.
Of Fame. That's the problem with it. That's why I can't put up an argument if he's going to be in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's no argument. Is he a legitimate Hall of Fame? I'm just baffled though, Rob. Like, I get what you're saying, and I'm not even playing the because everybody gets in, he's going to get in. I think Carmelo is a legit. This is a dude that every year was basically over 25 points a game.
But it's just not points, though. I just
They won at a certain. I mean, I get they. He wasn't like on scrub teams. I mean, they would get to the playoffs.
I just thought that there was the talent he had in Denver. They should have done more. I get it's the Western Conference, but if you're one of those elite players, you should have done more. That's what I just think. Like this, he should have done more. Tony in West Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tony?
Hey, love the show, guys.
Thank you.
Melo is a for sure Hall of Famer. Listen, he was averaging over 20 points a game for 10 straight years.
Yeah, easy.
Easy over 20 points a game. And in the Western Conference, I know you don't want to say that, you know, he had a good team, but he was losing to the Lakers. He was losing to the
Tony,
Spurs.
If you're an elite player, then you win some of those. I'm not saying you win them all.
You can't be that elite. How elite can you be when you're going up against Shaq and Kobe?
I'm just saying. But
they're great players. He's not as good as those.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody would say that.
He had a better team, and they shouldn't have. If they were good enough to make the playoffs but get knocked out all the time until Chauncey showed up, I'm just saying – when I think of his time in Denver and I think of his time in New York, I don't think favorably of it. I just don't think of it as, wow, look at what Carmelo did with that Knicks team, or look at what it doesn't come off to me like that.
He had 14, for Tony's point, 14 straight years of averaging 20 or more points.
Somebody had to score.
But again, they weren't the freaking Sacramento Kings. They weren't the Charlotte Hornets. You know, I mean, they were making the playoffs.
Mace, in Austin, Texas, you're on
the
Odd Couple.
Is this the Mace?
No.
That's from San Diego,
Austin,
right?
Texas, yeah. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thank you. Love the show.
Thank you.
You know, I have a hard time putting Carmelo in the Hall of Fame, A, because of the defense, and B, over 20 points for all those seasons a game. That's just not quite good enough. I mean, he's got to play defense. He had a couple of bum years down the stretch in New York. For me, just not enough.
I'm with you, Mace. I mean, I think most people are just like they recognize him as a scorer, Chris. It's just the Hall of Fame supposed to be like for the elite.
Well, the question is where you cut it off. The question is where you cut it off. Yeah, we.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. We're going to take some calls on Luka Doncic and Carmelo Anthony, 877-99 on Fox. It's your turn to weigh in. Let's get to him, Rob.
Is it Canella in Denver? Is that what it is? Canella, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
What's going on, fellas? Love the show.
Thank you. Real quick,
I'm with Rob. This is Luka's second year in the NBA, but it's not his second year as a professional. He's been playing since he was about 15-year-old overseas. So just playing with that level of competition and playing against grown men makes a big difference. When LeBron, at that age, he was only playing against high school competition. So that makes a big difference. That's why I'm
about
that.
That's fine, but who's better? Who was – I mean, how they were, you know, trained is irrelevant. And maybe if you think LeBron was better as a 20-year-old, that's legitimate. I mean, obviously, it's darn close.
Right.
So that's not a problem. But without the train, are you saying you think Luka's better than LeBron was at 20, but the reason is because of the training,
right,
or what?
I would say so. And just playing against that level of competition on a day-in and day-out basis makes a big difference from the age of 15 when LeBron was only playing against high school competition. So that's my point there. In terms of Carmelo Anthony, that's 100% a Hall of Famer. You got to look at even T-Mac made it to Hall of Fame. What Carmelo's been doing with the Olympics, I think that in itself and what he's been doing in the NBA still takes on that case.
Yeah, well, the Olympics and college, we get it. I mean, and this is not the NBA Hall of Fame. It's the basketball Hall of Fame. Yeah, so on those merits, I don't think anybody could say he doesn't belong. Thanks. Appreciate the call. What about Chris in Tennessee? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up? If I'd pick between the two, I'd pick Melo is far better than Doncic based on career trajectory. It's a little bit unfair because of
so
the time zone.
Melo's better than Doncic?
At the time when he was 20 to 22 years old, he did
really?
A lot more.
So you would say Melo was better at 20 than Doncic? Not forget LeBron. Melo was better.
So wow. if you look at the stats nowadays, the high pace favors Luka Doncic, so that's why it seems like he gets more stats. But if you got to look at the perception, Melo, if he would have been drafted by the Pistons and won a championship, they would have looked at him as like all-time great, pretty much.
Well, but we remember, Rob, we talked about that. Would they have won a championship with Melo?
I still don't think they would have.
Right.
Not with Larry Brown as coach. I'm dead serious.
Larry probably would have had issues with Melo.
Yes. And don't forget that team. Tayshaun Prince was a big part of that team.
Right.
And that's the guy he would have been replaced. Remember the block of Reggie Miller?
Yep.
That was Tayshaun Prince.
Melo is definitely better than Tayshaun Prince.
No doubt about it.
It was about fit. And I like to give Melo the benefit of the doubt, but it would have been a strange fit, you know?
I don't think it was a layup, right?
Yeah.
Jabril in Atlanta, I should say. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Yeah, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Oh, I've been listening. You know, I listen every day, man.
All right. I'm just saying, you haven't called in a while.
I haven't heard from Jabril in a long time.
Hey, Raw. You be having Chris on the ropes on time, man. But when he start yelling at you, you kind of back off. You got to give him that knockout punch, man.
You know what? Wait a minute. I just you know what, Jabril? I just got to throw the towel. Chris got to throw the towel in, right?
I don't even know what Jabril's talking about.
He knows what he's talking about.
What you talking about, Jabril?
When he get loud, you kind of pipe down, but. But yeah, Carmelo, I feel like he deserved to be there just off of what he did in college and with the Olympics and all that.
But we asking pros. Because let me keep Jabril out of the equation. Yeah, keep Jabril on.
Right.
And I think you'll agree with me on this. I get what Melo did in the Olympics, 3 gold medals at least, right? And led him in scoring 1 year. But Rob, honestly, I don't put that much stock in the Olympics because we should be waxing these teams. You know, I get that they've gotten better, and for a while we struggle, but I don't know. It's just not, to me, what you did in the Olympics isn't that big of a deal. It wasn't like Melo was the best player.
But,
you know what I mean?
Yes,
it was LeBron,
but it was Kobe. NBA, but in that Hall of Fame, though, it counts. I know,
but I'm just saying, like, to me, that's just almost irrelevant what they did in the Olympics because it's just easy. I mean, we got all our
top
players.
Right.
Yeah.
How about D'Angelo in Chicago? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hello?
Yeah.
What's up?
Go ahead.
All right. I definitely believe Melo should be in the Hall of Fame. And, Rob, what's your criteria of the Hall of Fame? Because it sounds like you only believe 20 people are supposed to be in.
That's true.
I'm a baseball Hall of Famer, baseball Hall of Fame voter, and I'm very strict.
But to me,
if there's a debate about you, then you're not a Hall of Famer. There should be no debate. You should be that great. It should be the best of the best. And if somebody has to make a case for you, I don't believe you're a Hall of Famer. That's how I look at it. Now, I might have certain in baseball when I do it, Chris. There are numbers that I have. If you get 500 home runs or 3,000 hits, I don't need to look at the rest. Those are like benchmarks to me. But when it comes to debating Larry Walker last year, who it took 15 years to get in, that tells you he's not a Hall of Famer. And people could say,
but he got in. He is a Hall of Famer.
But he's not in my – I'm talking about my vote.
But all I'll say is this, Rob, and I hear you on the NBA or Basketball Hall of Fame. You're right. But to me – baseball, you act like baseball is that much more stringent. Harold Baines, who was a nice little player.
But Harold Baines, Larry Walker. No, but Harold Baines is the Veterans Committee, and is he in the Hall of Fame or not? No, but the way he got in, though. But Phil Rizzuto, do you remember Phil Rizzuto?
Yeah.
The Yankee announcer, he got in. Veterans Committee. Ralph Kiner, the Mets announcer, Veterans Committee. Yeah, but I'm just
but
saying.
But they're in. I mean, it ain't the same. You can't act like they're not in there and then poo-poo the Basketball Hall of Fame.
I'm just saying.
Like, that's all I'm saying. Basketball Hall of Fame is lax. But don't act like the Baseball Hall of Fame is this, you got to be superb. You have to be awesome.
To get in by the writers is what I'm saying.
Most
of the questionable people, Chris, are got in through team announcers, team veteran, what they call a veteran committee. They stopped it at one point because every time someone would point, what happens is you would point to that and go, well, if Phil Rizzuto's in, then so-and-so should be in. But the only problem is Phil Rizzuto wasn't voted in. So you can't expect to be voted in. That's all I'm saying.
I hear you, but my point is they're still in. That's all I'm saying. Like, you know, they're not in like a little shack on the side where these are the guys that got in from the veterans committee.
Well, that's what
they're in. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. So I just don't like you poo-pooing the Basketball Hall of Fame when the Baseball Hall of Fame doesn't have that much room to talk either.
Kay Yao is in the Basketball Hall of Fame. That's all we need to know.
Kay Yao was a monster. I don't even know. Was it coach or something?
Right, yeah. Kay, I was going to say, you don't even know. Right. Everything's not funny.
All right, but I like Melo. I think Melo should be there, but you know, and he will be. That's the thing we do agree on, is that Melo will be there. Well, let me ask. We brought up Luka. What do you think, like, his ceiling is, or how good you think he will end up being?
I mean, when you get off to a great start, you would think the sky's the limit. It doesn't always work out like that.
Right.
So just time, you know, you don't know. Does he get injured along the way? Not like basketball is football, but you just, you know, like Grant Hill, Chris. If you would have told me Grant Hill coming out of Duke, right? You would have thought that
even his first 7 years in Detroit.
Right.
Even though they didn't win, you know, he was a beast.
No, he put up numbers. He was a star.
Yeah,
he was awesome. He was no doubt about it. And he shared the Rookie of the Year, right, with Jason Kidd.
Yep.
So I mean, Grant Hill was on his way, and then you know he went to Orlando and got hurt.
Well, obviously you have to stay healthy.
Right.
You know, there's
no
doubt
that's
about
just
that.
I'm just saying that because he's only 20, and there's so many years to go.
He's tough though. That dude is nice. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But so what are you doing? You doing much TV this week?
Not that I know of. Not yet. What's today? Okay. Wednesday? Yeah.
Talking more baseball?
Who?
Just the shows in general.
Our shows?
Yeah.
Is that a trick question?
I guess that's a no.
I guess that's a no.
I've seen them talking some different.
Colin talks baseball a little bit more.
Okay, that's
yeah,
cool.
Colin's been
that's
doing
what I mean.
It.
That's what I mean. But they've been talking Devin Booker and how about the kid Michael Porter Jr.? You seen him yet?
Yes.
From Denver? He's not. I mean, look, nobody questioned his ability. Like, we knew he could play. The question was, can he ever get healthy? And, man, he looks like a Kevin Durant type player. I'm not saying he's going to be that good. But that's, you know, he's big, tall, can shoot the lights out, can go off the dribble. He's tough. Denver's got some people. Bowl, star of the bubble preseason.
Well, that's
or bubble exhibitions.
That's why Kenny Smith was talking about Dallas and Denver, right?
I don't know about that pick.
No,
that's not looking too good.
It was out there. I give him credit. He didn't take the standard.
Why do you give him credit? When I say something, you don't give me credit for going out on a limb. You rip me, but you give Kenny Smith credit for some crazy pick?
Kenny Smith is from Queens, like me and your wife. She's a Queens person.
She's a queen from Queens.
That's right.
Queens. Did you get back to Queens? I'm sure you did.
Oh, yeah. So the family in Queens. Absolutely.
Good.
I was the king of Queens while I was there.
All right. Not bad. I thought you'd at least get Craig Melvin to laugh on that one. I guess not. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. We are signing off. We'll be with you guys tomorrow. Peace!